Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Avery Fraser. I'm a grade 12 student here at Father Mercury, and I'm a head leader with Santas.
Okay, so grade 12.
Yep.
Last year. How are you feeling about that?
I'm getting excited, but I'm also kind of nervous. I already bought my grad dress.
You did?
Yes. I went, and I was just like, what color do I want? Because I was going with, like, for a blue.
Yeah.
And I put this pink and flowers one on, and I was like, oh, my God, this is the one. So I had to get it. And I ordered new boots to go with it as well, because I'm a boots girl. So I'm getting excited. I already applied for schools. I'm going into nursing. I'm going to take my RN, so be a registered nurse.
Okay.
School for 4 years.
Yeah.
Work. Make some money, go back to school I can upgrade to a peds physician because I want to work with kids. I love kids.
Okay.
So I'm pretty excited, but lots of time.
I can assure you, when I was in grade 12, if somebody would have asked me, so what you doing next? I'd be like, I have no idea.
I can assure you, if somebody asked me right now what I'm doing next, I would not have a plan like that. So
how do you have that, like, what kind of drive were you born with that you're just like, brrp?
Well, when we went into quarantine for 8th grade, I was like, Mom, can I watch Grey's Anatomy? Because it was like an adult show at the time. And she's like, yeah, go for it. Ever since then, I was like, I want to go into medical. I know what I want to do.
Cool.
So yeah, I'm excited. I love helping people. So
yeah.
I'm excited. And I job shadow at the hospital with Dr. John O'Connor.
Okay.
So we do rounds. I'm there from like 9 to 4 maybe. And then sometimes after we go to the... What's that one?
You gotta tell me, I don't know.
Wilson Square?
Willow.
Yeah, Willow.
Willow Square, yeah. Wow, so is this like, you said volunteer?
Yeah.
So not paid?
No.
Just hanging out.
He was my uncle's doctor before my uncle passed, and I reached out, I was like, would you want, like, be on to taking me on your service? And he's like, yeah, sure.
Cool.
So lots of time there.
All you got to do is ask.
Yeah.
People don't know that. Like, people are afraid to ask, like, questions and stuff. It's like this show. It's free to come on this show. Like, all you have to do is ask. And there's people that I bump into, and, like, I know them very well, and like, they'll hear me say that. We've been doing this for almost 3 years yet. And, like, oh, I thought I had to be invited on the show. Like, I thought you were, like, snubbing me. I'm just like, no, man, I don't invite anybody. You just got to ask. But if you ask, sometimes you get, like, cool things happen to you. Wild. Okay, so if you're like volunteering, like, do you have a job on top of that? Like,
yes. So during the summer, do you know where Fort Chip is? It's just north of here.
I
started at the airport up there.
Okay.
And so loaded, offloaded planes, like suitcases.
Right.
Checked people in, and then when I came down here, so I could finish grade 12.
Yeah.
They were like, "Do you want to start working down here?" So I was like, "Yes, of course."
Yeah.
So I worked there. I'm just a front desk rep though. There, I just answer phone calls, book planes, check people in still as well.
Thank you so much. All right.
Definitely. Lots, but I love it so much. Like, I see people from the community up in Fort Chip.
Yeah.
So much family. Sure, the drive is a little bit, but I love it because I live in Timberley. But I would do it every day.
What are you driving?
I have a 2022 Ford Escape.
Okay, so you're good.
Yeah, and I also, over the summer, I bought a second gen, so it's a Dodge. It's a 1999.
Oh, cool. See, all of you kids, I'm just saying to kids because I'm old, have cars.
Yeah.
But you all deserve it. Like, I would be doing nothing when I was your age with a car except for, like, things I shouldn't be doing. You guys are actually, like, working, volunteering, going to places. Like, your parents must be, like, super proud of you.
Well, yeah, my mom bought me my car, which I'm very thankful for. But...
yeah, no doubt. So with Grey's Anatomy, are you still watching? Is it even still on?
Well, I finished it all, and then it's at like season 18 now. None of the original cast is there, but I started it from the beginning again. So every new episode that I've already watched, I keep crying every time.
You're going back to season one?
I have to start from the beginning and then watch it all the way.
It's like a Grey's Anatomy thing. Most people I know that watch a show have like a season where they're just like, after this, I don't like it. And then they just go back and watch like the seasons they like.
As soon as Dr. Shepherd dies, that's it.
Spoilers.
So you don't currently watch like new episodes coming out?
When I get to like season 18, I will, but I'm only on season 9 because I started it this summer again. It's a long process. There's like
30
episodes in one season.
Yeah, and they're like
45 minutes, right?
Yeah, they're pretty long too.
Yeah. What a commitment.
Yeah, well, I can't watch Friends anymore because Perry died, so I was like, no, I don't want to watch this anymore.
Why?
But it was very good.
Very good.
I know that, but why can't you watch it anymore?
It just makes me sad.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. No, that's duh. Yeah. Fair enough. So, 18 seasons, though.
Yeah.
45 minutes apiece.
And you learn lots.
I'm not doubting that, but, like, where do you find the time to do this? Are you watching on your phone? Are you watching on a big TV?
In the morning when I'm getting ready for school, I'll just put it on.
In the background.
Yeah. It definitely had a very big experience on me. Like, I have anatomy doll, I got books, I got flashcards. I even have one you take the organs out, put it back together.
Yeah.
I have, like, lots.
Cool.
I'm full on ready to go into medical.
So where do you think you're going to go?
I did apply to U of A and U of C and Keanu, just in case I want to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I want the dorm experience, like moving away, coming back home.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything, probably Edmonton, U of A. I'd be happy to go there.
Are you tapping your hand? Oh, I was just like, there's no way 10 minutes went by. Okay. So you're going for the dorm experience if you move away.
Yeah.
What about the dorm experience are you excited about?
Well, you know, it's like first time living without mom, so definitely nervous.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you just want to live that, like, 90s movie of coming home, letting mom do the laundry. I'm excited, but I'd be happy to stay home as well.
That's awesome.
I wouldn't have to pay for a dorm. I'd get home, and mom would still cook for me.
That's right. Then the Purple Palace is, like, right there, like, worst-case scenario. My parents, like, I went to Keanu one year. I was like, can I stay in the Purple Palace? Like, there's no way we are paying for you to be in a dorm in the same city that you live in. No, you get to stay home. But it was a huge benefit. Like, you'd come home, and, like, there'd always be food.
Yeah.
Like... came over. Like when I moved away and like I had to do like my own thing, I was like, this sucks. Like there's a great, like I love living away, but like I really took my parents for granted. And then like when you move away, you realize real quick, like, wow, my parents do a lot for me. So it's a good learning to have. Yeah. So with nursing, 4 years, work, go back. Why do you have to go back, like, to specialize?
Go back to school. Because with kids, you have to upgrade. You have to take different programs to work with kids.
And you can't do that all in the fail swoop, or you've decided how you want to do is put a break in
I've just decided that way, because once you become an RN, you can upgrade to almost anything.
What's almost anything? I have no idea.
Like, you just go back to school, and you already have that much experience, mm-hmm. where it's just, it's not so much work. Like, LPN is 2 years. You would have to go back and get your RN before upgrading to anything else.
Right.
RN is just like the standard level.
Yes. Okay. And then you could go back. Like, it's ongoing education, I have to imagine, in that field as well. Because, like, as technology advances, like, new things come into the hospital.
Last August, I took a program at the hospital with Keanu. They hosted it.
Yeah.
And they had these sims. So sims, they talk, they can puke, they can poop and pee and drool. Like, it's just a robot, but it looks so real. And there was a sim that was pregnant, and we delivered the baby. It was probably the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, and if you think that's cool, you're definitely meant for
the hospital. And, like, now, like, honestly, if a pregnant lady, like, just so happened to have her baby in a public place, I would be able to help her. That's the best part about medical, is I can help anyone.
Yeah.
And I'd be open to it as well.
I got to put a timeout on this. Are you telling me there is, like... an actual, like, it looks like a mannequin.
Robot baby comes out in a placenta.
No.
Yes, I'm telling you right now, it's at the hospital.
I'm YouTubing this right after this show.
There's a sim. And she's screaming and she has contractions.
I'm not YouTubing this. I skip it. I had to live through that once already. I'm not YouTubing it.
No,
Are you serious?
Contractions as well. You see the tummy moving and all that.
What a great way to train to do something.
Yeah,
wild.
Until they put AI in it.
Tanner and AI. We're not even going to get on that topic because we'll never get off this show. He's tapping. Man, I can't believe you're tapping your watch again. We're out of time. You're a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you.
Before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Definitely miss Violante, miss Warner. For not only do they take on 4 classes a day, they also do Santa's lots of work. Plus, they each have kids, so.
Yeah, there we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout-out to Naral Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.